After my fairy tale marriage gone awry and ensuing attempts at seeking satisfaction through orgasm, I admit that, secretly, I lived for sex. In fact, I worked, shopped, and breathed in anticipation of it. I couldn't get it off my mind. Yet, in that moment when Nick handed me the tapes, my mind stopped. Following that peaceful pause, my only conundrum was, if this teacher was psychic enough to know these tapes would pique my curiosity, then why didn't he also know that I'd sworn my soul to born-again virginity? Why, oh why, had he given me these tantra tapes? Did I look horny or something? Like some wild, bug-eyed nymphomaniac? Did he also know that all my attempts to reconnect with my inner virgin were epic fails? I could hardly believe my ears when I learned that tantra is a philosophy, not an activity. He explained that it is about accepting life just as it is. And if our minds aren't quiet enough to do that, like when I obsessed about sex and then judged myself for it, then tantra even had techniques for transcending self-judgment by contacting our inner dimension through sex. In fact, the sex I knew was anything but peaceful. It reverberated on high volume with outward moans and internal mental chatter, questioning my every twitch and wiggle in bed. My inner dialogue went something like this. Am I sexy? Am I beautiful enough for him? Am I doing enough to keep him wanting me again? Will he stay a while after we climax or immediately pick up and leave me? And if he does leave, where will he go? Who else might he be hooking up with? Would he turn around and come back for seconds? What else can I do to keep him running back for more? Do I have any more left to give? Sounds pathetic, but that's where I was at. Rock bottom. I'd compromised by overruling my inner voice, jeopardizing my life by placing myself in high-risk sexual situations to the point that something had to change. I knew the real answers could not be found in Cosmo, Marie Claire, or any other magazine. Up until I began exploring sex consciously through Tantra, I'd had no idea that sex could be such a truly uplifting experience. That sex, which had left me emotionally disappointed in the past, could transport me to new realms of lasting joy and fulfillment. That sex, which I'd once learned to fear and lust for equally, could actually be a vehicle for accessing the divine within. And the voice of wisdom I so desperately wanted to heed, yet could barely hear through all the noise. Conditioned by Western society, I was accustomed to a performance-oriented sexuality. In the United States, I was trained by television programming, magazines, and books to focus on pleasing my partner as the goal, rather than on cultivating sensuality and playfulness. Soon, I recognized that my innate sensitivity had been numbed by an unspeakable pressure to not only make sure he orgasmed, but to make sure he believed he'd satisfied me like no other. This way, he'd feel good about being with me, and he wouldn't leave. If I could, quote, control the situation, then maybe, just maybe, all the horror my father had prepared me for would not manifest. Since separating from my ex, I had returned to the dating scene with a vengeance. I was only 28 then, but inside I felt old. I was wired and so tired from trying to design unique ways to pleasure a man and make sure he loved being in bed with only me, enough so that one day he would marry me and I'd never have to be alone. As such, I continued looking outward for signs. A smile, moan, hug, kiss, cuddle, bouquet of roses, risque voicemail, or even a quick text. Anything that implied he was thinking about me and was satisfied enough to keep me in his life. Thanks to my new audio tapes, I became aware that, within a conscious relationship, the sex I craved could be used to consciously help me feel my inner being, my heart, myself again. In that moment, I vowed to focus all my attention on exploring it.